This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It has been 100 days, more actually, that New York State has been locked down, one of the earliest and the biggest coronavirus hotspots in this economy. The Empire State moves into phase two today. Outdoor dining is okay. Hair salons and shops and offices can open up in some capacity. New York is one of the last to ease the toughest restrictions after keeping new cases low enough for long enough. But with an upswing in positive tests and hospitalizations in 20 or so states, workers might be wondering what obligation their employers might have to keep them safe. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino gets us going.
We've heard a lot about big outbreaks of COVID-19 at workplaces like meatpacking plants, nursing homes, and e-commerce warehouses. But in many cases, employers aren't actually reporting those themselves.
It is stunning, the lack of obligations on employers to report this data, not only to workers, but also their community.
Debbie Berkowitz with the National Employment Law Project says most states don't require employers to report COVID cases to local health departments, though large workplace clusters are often identified that way. However, OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, does require most companies to keep internal records of COVID cases, but only when they're confirmed and deemed work-related. Gina Fonte is a Boston attorney specializing in workplace safety.
It's a very difficult and onerous task to determine whether or not a COVID-19 positive case was work-related.
And employers have an incentive not to make those connections. Too many could trigger an investigation into unsafe working conditions. She says OSHA requires employers to make a good faith effort to determine how a worker contracted the virus. John Ho is a lawyer in New York who represents employers.
Look, if you're a smaller employer, OSHA recognizes your resources are going to be somewhat limited as opposed to if you are obviously a much larger employer.
He says employers should first ask workers how they think they contracted the virus. If they work mostly with the public or there's been a large cluster of cases in their department, it may be assumed to be work-related if there is no alternative explanation. But with so much of the economy reopened and community transmission widespread, it's hard to know where many infections started. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.